was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 497. We're almost there, man. Before the end of the month, we will hit 500.
What are our special guests for 500?
I'm going to say two dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I can't think of them. I don't know.
Oh, I think you could probably get somebody.
You got to get Bendis or somebody. Come on. You're not going to get Bendis?
We could come up with a whole list of people you could get.
You want to go off like Cena on Economos? Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Okay. The Beatles and Ice-T, Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice.
I'll bet we could get Mark Russell.
Joe Montana, Joe Montana.
Have you seen the kind of stuff, podcasts he's done?
Yeah.
Scott Snyder, he owes you.
He owes me.
I don't know.
He clearly owes me. Yes.
Come on.
I understand what you mean. Yes. I made you, man. Yeah.
You gotta call.
The only guy who owes me is Mark Russell. So. No.
See, you gotta call on these favors.
Who we're doing for book club this month?
Yeah. Well, hell, as many Mark Russell books as get talked about around this table.
Well, it's the third one we're doing for book club. He's slowly approaching Jeff Lemire territory.
No, it's the second one. Second Coming got canceled because of a pandemic.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
What Mark Russell are we doing?
Not all robots.
Oh, why did I think somebody else wrote that? My bad.
I don't know.
Sorry, Mr. Russell.
And what other Mark Russell book did we do for for book club?
This.
I was here for that one.
Was it the Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah.
Kind of, yes.
I can't remember the name. Yeah. That was awesome.
Exit Stage Left.
Mm-hmm.
See, he owes us.
Okay.
Have your people call his people.
Or his people's Tim, but you know what? Tim's a people person. He could probably
Tim
make that work.
Tim is a people person.
I think
the
work
Pittsburgh Comics Podcast put him right over the top.
That's right. Absolutely. He got him that extra 10 sales. And so... I am Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Dave.
Pat.
Mike.
Wow, we went reverse. That's so cool.
That's how we're crazy like
that. Spencer came in to get his books and said, Pat said something that made him mad, and he's gone.
Nice.
So Pat strikes again.
That's two.
So Marley was going to fill in for him, but she fell asleep.
You would think Dave would be the one that I could actually do that with.
Pat and I have an understanding, I think.
What do you say, Tim?
No doing it with Dave.
No doing it with Dave. Yes, Pat. That's the unwritten rule of the podcast and of the store.
That I'm not allowed to do it with
anybody?
You're
not allowed to do it with Dave.
Please don't.
Not with Dave, but anyone else?
It's a person-by-person judgment call, but Dave is right out.
Well, we all know I lack judgment.
Yes. So, anybody see any news? There was a little bit of news. Well, I guess I'll start with the big announcements from Comics Pro.
Yeah.
We had the online meeting Thursday and Friday. I'm really tired of Zooming. Only because the best parts of the meeting are just talking with your buddies, and we backed into something where a couple of us, we have a Facebook like Messenger group, and somebody posted to that early, not about the meeting, but about something, and then as the meeting started, we kind of started talking, and one guy was getting a little sarcastic. He's like, "I'm sorry, I'll tone it down. That's uncalled for," and I was like. No, this is like we're sitting around a table watching a presentation. It was 100% perfect.
Yeah.
So we kind of did that through the whole presentation.
You couldn't really heckle people.
Right. Well, it's not even heckling, but you're just sitting there making little snide comments. So
that's kind of what we do best around here.
So DC's announcement, we were very excited. There were a couple things, but the big one was we're getting more of the signs for our sign, which is great. Because I think, what do I have in there? Death Metal? That was the last one they came out with, and we had to buy those for $200, and then they gave us like four things to put in it, and then quit. It's
Wasn't that in 2020?
Thanks. That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was like 2019.
So we're getting one for May for the Dark Crisis. So yay! And they're going to be doing those again.
Yeah, but you're not going to get it.
No,
December.
We are. We're going to get it. We're going to get it before
right,
the
in December.
Event. No,
after
we're
going to
get
over.
It. They said May 3rd we'll have it, and it comes out May 7th. So,
what's Free Comic Book Day?
May 7th.
Okay, that's what I thought because it was the Free Comic.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Right. So yay. But their big announcement was that they got a new Batman writer, well known for his run on Howard the Duck.
Jughead.
So that should be, yeah, Jughead.
He was on Jughead
yeah, he
also.
Did Jughead. He did Sex Criminals. so he's going to fit right in the Batman universe.
Another podcast favorite, too.
Yeah.
Crossover.
Yeah. But yeah, we have Chip Zdarsky has taken over, which leads me to wonder some things, only because in last month's book was Daredevil number one, and it suddenly has disappeared. So I wonder if is there, you know, I haven't looked through there. Is there a Daredevil in there? Okay, so there might not. So they might be retooling that. And I wonder if
I was wondering if you're gonna throw that in there.
What?
The retooling.
Well, because so
we're not rebuilding, we're retooling.
Right, well. So maybe they're looking... Oh, wait, go back. What was that? Or was that the Omega...
That's Savage Avengers.
Okay, it looked like Daredevil.
Number one.
So, so I don't know what's going on with that, or if they're delaying it, or if they're looking for a new writer, because he doesn't want to do Daredevil and Batman, or they don't want him to do Daredevil and Batman.
No, I was going to say, I wouldn't think Marvel would want him...
Yeah, so I don't know. But then Marvel had two giant announcements.
Are they new number ones?
They are new number ones.
The one is absolutely
they are
colossal.
They will blow your mind. So apparently in the run of Black Cat, she broke into Stark Industries and she made her own armor. Okay. So now, and they had C.B. Sobolski, Tom Brevoort, and Nick Lowe, who's an editor, talking on a video. Sadly, the way the video was playing and the way they were interacting is they weren't talking to us. They were talking to a Comic-Con crowd. Because they're like, this is going to be so great. Right, guys? Yeah, man. And it was just like, we're sitting there going, do you even know who your audience is for this? But so Felicia Hardy builds her own Iron Man armor.
The Black Cat?
The Black Cat.
What? How did she? Where'd she learn to build armor?
But now,
she took an extension course.
Somebody stole it.
Wait,
who
no.
is in the
no.
Iron Cat armor? We'll find out okay. in Iron Cat
MMA.
Number. Somebody else did say that.
Don't.
We'll find out in Iron Cat number one.
Now, before you announce the next one,
okay,
Dave, who preceded Carol Danvers as Captain Marvel?
Very important character.
Monica Rambeau.
No, between Monica and Carol, there was a very... Peter David wrote his adventures.
Oh, yeah. Janice Vell.
Yes. Ooh. Spinning out of the pages of Captain Marvel, Janice Vell is getting his own series. This is going to be hot. There's probably going to be a
kid.
1 in 100.
You're probably going to sell like tens of issues.
Tens of issues, yeah. Like
that many?
Like that.
Well, for the whole run.
Right.
For the whole
run. But like for that one, I think it's a Geico commercial where the guy's doing the little...
tens and tens of views.
And this will get tens and tens of views, yes.
No,
excited
it's,
about that, Matt? Janice Vell, Captain Marvel's son. Very exciting. That was their big announcement at Comics Pro. Really excited about that. Sorry, Marley's asleep and chasing rabbits.
I'm more interested in the Black Cat armor.
Well, it's not her. It's somebody else is in it. Yes.
What if Janice Vell is
You're still not telling me who built the armor.
I don't know
no,
who built the armor. I didn't read the issues.
She built the armor. But
she can't build armor?
Sure she can.
No.
Stark has AI to build his armor.
Yeah.
She just hit the button on the
But I gotta wonder though, does her armor have like the really,
oh, of
really
course. Very
low
nice.
Drop?
Yeah, very you know? Nice. Yo, I'm sure.
Skin-colored armor.
But those were their two announcements.
Who was asking?
It's like, really? That's your big summer event is Iron Cat?
Who was asking for these books?
You were clearly...
Tom Brevoort.
You were clearly asking for these.
How did they know that?
Matt was asking. Okay.
Not really.
But yeah, when I heard spinning out of Captain Marvel, I'm like, wow.
How many Captain Marvel
spinning out of a book I sell 17 copies of. You know.
So I thought you would have sold like six.
No, it's sell more, but not, you know. But so that means I will be selling tens of that one. Yeah.
Cut that in half.
Jeez.
So those are that's all the news I really had out of Comics Pro.
Wow, they went all out.
Yeah.
Didn't DC or any other?
No.
Nobody had any big announcements?
No.
Wow.
No. Image didn't show. IDW was talking about their Godzilla versus the Power Rangers, to which my eyes rolled back in my head.
Because that's the only...
I know, but I sell six Power Rangers, so where do I go from there?
Well, it's a crossover. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, but Godzilla people aren't going to care that they're looking for Rita Repulsa, you know. You know Rita Repulsa, right? Very excited?
Too
no?
old to know anything about the
okay.
Who the hell is Power that? Rangers?
You need to step it up.
Jesus.
It's a shame. Okay. We had one question.
Okay, well that's good.
Okay, is everybody ready? Barring the spec market, what's been the surprise seller this year so far?
This is really a you question.
It's a me question, yeah. 2 months in, She-Hulk 1 sold far better than I expected. Sadly, of course, all my twos are damaged, and it looks like nobody cared. Nobody wanted it.
Number one, apparently, was number
Ghost
two.
Rider I sold through. That really surprised me. I ordered a lot, and then they raised the price on it.
Wasn't that like the bringing back Johnny Blaze,
yeah.
though?
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, I sold like 40, which
okay.
that's a lot for Ghost Rider. Wow. That I ordered strong, and then there were a ton of covers.
But it wasn't Speculator?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
You know who your speculators are, so yeah, yeah. Anything they come in, you just ignore that.
Yeah. Nothing's really super jumping. Devil's Reign has sold well, but I mean, like Daredevil numbers plus a little. So I can't really say that was a surprise. Sorry, Zach. Nothing has really jumped out at me as being a wow. This is a huge hit.
What's been the big speculator book?
This week, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's been stupid stuff. And weird stuff, like geographically, although some specs picked up it late, was Land of the Living Gods or something from Aftershock. Was like big in L.A. and was a hit. It was funny talking to the Aftershock guys. I'm like, I didn't sell a copy, so I don't know. You know, we already got the second print in. I'm like, okay, I ordered one. I'm like...
What's your biggest disappointment so far this year?
This year? I can't say.
It's only 3 months, but or 2 months.
Two. Nothing's been nothing like stank up the place that I can think of expecting.
Whoa.
What?
The book you're reading.
Well, I had very low expectations for
Which
that.
Which one?
It's met them.
Which one?
I sold through Monkey Prince number one.
The middle of the week from Colin saying, I hate you.
And well, that was Monday when I sat down to read my books.
He sends a picture of his favorite comic that he's reading this week.
The book I'm reading too. Which
I read two of the worst books this week. I hate you. Well, I read one for Dave to give him emotional support.
Thank you.
But the other one, I can't believe it's
What was
selling.
The book he read for you, Dave?
Joy Operations. The Bendis.
There's no joy.
What number is that on?
Five? Is that five out of six or something?
Four. I just think it's four.
Four? Okay.
Are you counting the
There's
upwards?
No joy in Mudville.
There is no joy in that book. but the other one is Aquaman, Green Arrow.
Mighty Bendis has struck out.
Depth Charge or whatever.
Number four?
Five.
Five. We're up to five. Yeah. Five out of seven.
Two more to go.
Will they put it in a trade?
Oh, they will. I will not order one.
Oh, you'd have to order at least one for yourself for Christmas.
I will not subject anyone to this book.
I figured with your outstanding reviews, you'd just be hand selling that book.
God.
You'd be flying off the shelves.
You didn't have to read Monkey Prince, at least.
No, that's this week.
That's this week. I know. No,
is that number two?
One at a time for books that
Who
I...
Who are they going to be had this week or month?
I don't know.
Well, aren't you curious to find out?
Not really. I think it's in my bag to read, but... If I can get through the other 25 books I took home, I'll read Monkey Prince 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
God, that was... Oh, yeah, we'll get to the review of Aquaman Green Arrow later.
There's 12 issues of Monkey Prince?
Oh, no, no. Wow. No. No.
This is going to be a great year.
The year of the monkey.
Year of the monkey. Nice.
Did you get any of the Red Envelope specials?
I did not, because they were like net cost $7. I'm like, no.
It was funny. I was watching something that weekend that was about Asian history, and they mentioned something about the Red Envelopes and stuff. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's why they're doing
it. I get that, but I'm like, I don't have the market have the for audience. It, and why do I... Or it was like $5.99 net, and
that's
I hate
hilarious.
That they do that okay. They make them... Make it $6 so that it screams to me that's not a that's not the retail
Robin
price.
Robin punts. Yeah, how could you not want to read that?
There you
that?
Go, man. It's brilliant.
Issue Robin 2?
Punts the monkey head?
Yeah. Yes.
The monkey Sweet. Prince head.
Because he's talking. Oh, my.
Well, if you decapitate
don't
somebody...
Don't give it away. That just came out today.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
I'm pretty sure our three...
It's on the second page of the book, Colin. It's not spoiling anything.
I know.
And our three listeners are probably... No.
Well, I know we have at least one. So
you?
No, Jermaine, because he'll when he's listening, he's texting me corrections. Yeah. No, last week it was about the Emkron crystal because we didn't know when it was, and he said it was back during Claremont's run.
Have those texts gone down with the retirement of a certain individual?
I don't know. I can't.
It's called retooling, Matt.
We're retooling. We're retooling the podcast.
I'm curious if
that's why we kicked Spencer out.
I was just curious if what's his name, Jermaine, had less corrections now.
Oh, gotcha. It's every once in a while, it's just a little comment. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, easy.
Sorry.
Well, Jermaine,
easy. I realize walking is hard.
Like, yeah, I know I'm an idiot, so
no.
You don't need to correct me. I know I'm an
no.
idiot.
No, mostly is like when somebody got something factually wrong.
Yeah, it's like editor's notes.
I feel bad, though, because normally if it's a book I haven't read, I kind of check out. So, or if it's one I want to read, I definitely check out so that I'm not...
Rude. It's not rude.
Yeah, it's
you.
Not ruined, so...
He really doesn't kick the head. We're just making that up.
No, yes. He kicked the head.
That totally doesn't happen.
And then he catches it with a lacrosse stick.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So it's a
you know what, though? I actually believe he is a lacrosse player.
He's got the monkey. Well,
I totally believe that.
When you got a tail you could use, sure.
Did he score?
I didn't get that far.
They were in the locker room. They weren't out in the field. Come on, man. Did you read number one?
No. Okay. I haven't read the DC book in like a year and a half. That's not true. I've read a few.
You guys got anything else before?
Oh, yeah.
I got something else to talk about.
I got a question.
Yes. There was a link. Well, look at my comment. There was a link.
Oh, I didn't know.
I was adding that to a post to have an image with it because the post was just text. And somehow by posting the picture, it got rid of the link. So that's all that posted. So I just can't do it sitting right here.
Okay, this is an audio medium, so people don't understand.
It was
Colin posted a picture of the thinking emoji.
Right, because I was talking about what I'm literally about to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I it was nice actually sitting down and typing and writing again, because it was like 2 pages of text. I wrote it in Word so I could edit and everything. And it was like 2 pages, and I felt really good. But it's what I told you guys about after the podcast last time.
Oh, okay,
Where I'm going to start doing like retro reviews, because I've been trying to figure out what to do. And the article, basically what I wrote, just said, Joe, Captain Blue Hen, gave me a book called Finish, Give Yourself the Gift of Done. And basically saying, notice that he was giving a seminar about how to get started, and a guy interviewed 1,000 people that had taken his course, and like 8% had actually finished. And the problem was people would get bogged down and realize early on that they couldn't keep up with a schedule or do things, and they would just quit in like the second week instead of trying to finish. And it made him think, and he's like, that's really a problem. Well, people will put things off and put things off, or make them more complicated. He gave an interesting... I haven't finished the book, but he gave an interesting story where, like, a guy, you know, like, the wife wanted him to clean out the garage. She's like, oh, that's a great idea. I'll do a yard sale. I'll do a garage sale. Oh, and, well, now I got to go to the store. I got to get price stickers. I got, you know, all this stuff to keep from actually just having to clean out the stupid garage. That would take him an hour all of a sudden it's a 2-week project, yeah, putting an ad in the, you know, just all this stuff. It's like, just get done, you know, get done and you can move on to the next thing. And sometimes we're too worried about being perfect. And perfect example that I said was the inventory doing here. And we're always trying to start in the inventory and I get frustrated. What?
So with your backlight.
What's wrong? I
can't. It's flickering like crazy. I'm about to have a seizure back here.
I can't see.
Okay. Dave can.
The one all the way in the far corner?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just put a new bulb in there.
No, it's.
Is it the middle bulb flickering? Because that was the one I replaced.
It looks like it's the whole thing.
Okay. It might be the
Tim's
ballast.
Tim's probably back there on the floor, okay, yeah, I can't. Foaming at the mouth.
All I can see is the bathroom door.
No more than
okay. Okay. Now it's fine.
Okay. But like with the inventory, we started and then after like a month, I realized so much has gone out and come in that I start over, and finally reading the book, I'm like, you know what? It would be better to have a not quite right inventory than to have none at all. Because the big problem I have with it is I have a ton of stuff in the basement that are doubles, but there's no mechanism to trigger to tell me to bring them up here after we sell them.
Unless you do the inventory and go, hey,
and
I'm
see,
out of this.
I'm missing number two. I check the computer; it says I have one. I check downstairs. Oh, there it is. So it's like I need to get it done, and we got the main part done. Now we got to do all the little stuff in the kids section.
But you had no customers.
Oh yeah, that would
be
a breeze.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You had no customers. How long would it take you to do it?
It would still take a while, but yeah. it would definitely be much easier. I mean, it's like, yeah, I could come in, you know, Sunday night and do it. You know, couldn't do it in a night. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, the big problem is just the interruptions. But that's also
you like part those of interruptions because
right.
sometimes
yeah.
they get rid of some of the stuff you don't have
Correct.
To count. You can buy anything after Q.
But it was neat because for years now, I can't even tell you how many years ago this book came in. In a collection, and I was all excited about it, and it led me to realize that I'm older than most of my customers, and like 10 years older, let's say. But that puts me in a tip where people started reading with X-Men number one in 1990. Well, I started reading in the late 70s, so my focus and my knowledge of comics is different. And
yeah.
A copy of DC Comics Presents 26 came in, and I was giddy. I'm like, I'm so excited about this book. And they both looked at me like,
Teen
why? Because it was the first Teen Titans in the insert. And it made me realize that I just know a lot more about that stuff than these guys do. And I certainly can't say I know more from up there, from then up. But, and it's like, oh, I should do, you know, write articles. And it's like, oh, yeah, I should do this. And, oh, but I want to research it and yada, yada. And just, it never gets done because.
A contemporary review of an old book.
Yeah. But it's just, I just wanted to talk about it. Here's why this is important. Here's why, you know, yada. Here's the writers. Here's the art. Da, da, da. And, but it was always, oh, well, when I get, oh, I don't have time to, you know, I just never got to it because, so now it's like, and basically what he's saying in this book is just get it done. It doesn't have to be perfect. If you're going to try, if everything needs to be perfect, you're never going to get anything done. So, and it doesn't, especially for something like this, it doesn't have to be perfect. There's no reason, you know, it's just me having fun, informational. So I'm like, so then reading my, the Gary Vee book, it's about content, get stuff out there, get engagement with people, you know, create, you know, a little, you know, get people involved. And I'm like, well, gosh, you know, I revisiting this idea, or, you know, do I do modern reviews of the current stuff? And I'm like, well, that gets into a whole too many, you know, there's enough other people doing reviews of this week's books.
And you don't want to spoil things and everything else.
So I'm like, well, what if I just do like random book reviews? So what I did is I went through the dollar books, and I grabbed a Free Comic Book Day bag full and took them home. Most of that that's in there was a big 90s collection that came in, and that was all just doubles.
Okay.
Stuff that I don't need two copies of. Or up here, because I'm sure I have more downstairs. So, but they were all bagged, priced, ready to go, but when we went to file them away, we already had them. So I grabbed a bunch in there, and that's really my blind spot. Because I graduated college in 90. I had no money. I was living in D.C. I didn't start even getting comics again until about 96. So I had a big... I missed Image Comics.
Yeah.
You know, I missed all of that. Death of Superman. Break into the Bat. I missed all of that.
Well, I was going to say, with the Death of Superman, you can buy those real cheap now.
Right. No. But, so I missed all that. And then even after 96, it was kind of spotty. I was you know, not going to the store weekly and getting stuff. So my knowledge of that, so all this is going to be new to me. So I have a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm like, I'll just write, you know, an honest review. This book made no sense. This book was great. I understand. You know, I pulled a Cyber Force number one out. I'm like, let's just, and, you know, and it can be issue, you know, 12. It doesn't matter. I was just literally grabbing just books and stuff. just to have fun with it. And just to get some, and especially with this stuff, I'm like, people are going to comment saying, oh, I remember getting that new, you know, my mom took me to Ames and I got, you know, and just getting, having fun, making it fun. Because, and then he's like, well, you know, because one other thing Gary Vee always talks about is branding. And, you know, come up with your brand to make yourself unique. And I'm like, what can I make myself unique? You know, there's lots of guys sell comics. I don't know. I can't say I'm an expert on anything, you know, regarding comics. Yeah, I have a full run of Daredevil. I probably know more than a lot of people, but I also haven't read it in years. So, but he said, do you know what the guys here call you down at his store? Now, I know his two co-owners, in the, what I wrote, I said lackeys, oh, sorry, employees, and then parentheses, now co-owners. But Jermaine doesn't like to fly. So when the Comics Pro is in Portland, he sent his two lackeys.
So he's like BA.
Yes. Almost identical. But so he sent him there, and I, you know, would showed him around, you know, kept an eye on him, you know, didn't let them stray too far. But so they call me Uncle Colin because, well, it's like of if they're looking for something, hey, does Uncle Colin have one? Or so he's like, you got to use that. I'm like, you know, in all honesty, that's probably perfect.
Uncle because, Colin's Funhouse.
Well, because I'm 10 to 20 years older than most of the customers. So my, so, but I'm, you know, I feel I'm the cool uncle because I sell comic books. So I'm like, this could work. I can definitely make use of that name. So
don't go into the creepy van driving uncle.
No, no, no. But just as a persona, as here's what I got for you today. So I did read my first book, and it's going to take me a little bit to figure out how to write a review of it. But yeah, so I kind of posted it. And I even posted it on my Tumblr. I'm like, oh, let's re, you know, let's start that baby back up. But that's what I had posted on Facebook, and then I added that picture, but then apparently all it posted was that picture. Because
I was confused, mine as well.
Yeah, no, that wasn't what, how,
that's I was expecting a rant.
That,
like,
no, that's not at all what it was
why
supposed
am
to
I
be.
Here?
I just didn't want to post, I didn't want to just post, you know, just words. I wanted, you know, and have an image with it. But so that was really kind of funny. Also want to, yeah, I want to redo the website. And I've been putting it off and putting it off because it's like, oh, I want to write out and figure out exactly what I want. I'm like, I don't know what I want, but I need to upgrade the picture.
Just do something.
Right, and I said I'm embarrassed by the fact that I only post on there the what's coming next week and the podcast, and that's all that's on there, and there's no reason for anybody to go there. So,
well, other than to get the podcast, well, I mean,
you need to get off of what you're on. You need to get, like, a higher-level platform.
Okay.
Period. You need to get, like, on Squarespace or something like that where you can do it. Drop and slide, anything like that.
I created a Squarespace website, and I'm a moron. You
okay.
can do it.
My only problem is I paid for the
you're only
GoDaddy.
You're only paying for the domain.
No, but I paid for, it was something WordPress specific.
Which is fine, but all you have to do is transfer your domain to Squarespace.
Okay.
And you still own the domain, but they host and serve your website. And like Pat's saying, if he can do it, anybody.
And that's my problem, because I start looking behind under the hood at the WordPress, and I'm like, I don't know.
WordPress is very complicated for the beginning user, obviously. Yeah. And with Squarespace, you can do e-commerce. You can do all kinds of analytics. Okay. You can all kinds things like that.
I'm making a note, Mike.
Okay. Squarespace. My buddy has been doing his church's website on Squarespace for probably 10 years. You can host video, you can host audio, you can host podcast, anything like that.
So, okay. We'll figure it out.
I want to see you do a contemporary review of Dark Knight Rises, or Dark Knight Returns. And the reason why is, like, when Mike was talking about it, if you look at it from a contemporary eye, because I didn't read it when it came out in issues. Okay. I read it in 2015 or something like that.
That's not the book for me to do.
Okay.
Because like, that's my favoriteest book ever.
So I get it, but like,
I can't put a critical eye on it.
The sequel.
Yeah, now the sequel is okay. Not my favorite.
Have you ever read the sequel?
Yeah. No.
You'll want to take a fork and stab your eyes out. Because well, it was just nothing but a money grab for Moe.
There were a couple.
But the third one was,
and he was on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, remember 9/11 happened in the middle of that between issues 2 and 3, and he watched it from his window. But I'm just saying. But it was also a problem with his wife was experimenting with computer coloring. With that, and that made it go a little bit haywire.
But
too.
He got paid $1 million flat.
Oh, I'm sure he got for that. Played a ton for it.
Good for him.
They've made that over the years, I'm sure. Yeah. I've spent enough on it.
You've personally spent $1 million.
Not a million, but I have the issues. I have the black and white. I have.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so that's my goal is just to get a lot more content on the website and just make it more fun. And just try to have a lot of stuff. But, yeah, my goal is for people to, I remember reading that. I love that issue. Stuff like that.
Well, here's another thing you can do. And, Tim, if you're listening, let them contribute.
Oh, absolutely. Because
they have...
Absolutely. That's been great. Where Pat, I gave him, gave both of them access to the Facebook page. So Pat's been posting all the back issue stuff, and that's been him.
But just, like, simple things that people aren't even aware of. Like, Tim's picks of the month. Pat's picks of the month, your picks of the month.
Yeah, we just need to post pictures.
Whatever
of that.
The case may be, get that out there because that gets people interested. Yep. I'm like, oh,
but I just
why?
My biggest problem here is I've been way too reactive and not proactive enough, and I need to get my butt in gear. But the fun thing is reading this book about finishing is also I also have the big problem. It's like, oh, I want to. Oh, it's already March 2nd. Well, there's no point in doing it this month then, But mentally, you have that. Oh, I want to do that for the quarter. Oh, I'll do it for next quarter. It's just you have that mental block. You give yourself an out type of thing. So I just need to get around that.
Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I might need to read a different book to start this whole thing ball rolling because that first one I read was a number one, but it was actually part three of a story. And let's see if you can guess what it is. And the number one, there were 5 different number ones. Each one gave an origin of a character on this new team, but you had to buy 5 different ones to get all 5 origin. It was a mess of a.
Was it an Image book?
No,
it sounds like it'd be a Marvel book.
No,
but is it Justice League?
No.
Oh, okay.
I only did it because it was a number one. I'm like, we'll start with a number one before I jump into trying to read issue 18 of some series. So. We'll come back. We'll see if we get any comments. See if people can guess what it is.
You also, when you said 5, I also thought Metal Men, but you wouldn't hate Metal Men.
No.
You would have found something.
I didn't
to
hate
love
it.
About
I
that.
Just found that it was very confusing, no, and also not understanding that there were 5 different
number ones.
So yeah. So it was a. It
Do you have all 5 number ones?
We had Pat looked, and we had 4 of them. We had 4 of the 5. But I'm really... Oh.
Who?
If he has to do it himself... Oh,
man. Tim just has to do everything around here.
I know. Well, I have a dog on my lap.
Mike, get off his lap.
Sorry.
But, so we'll see where this goes. But I'm going to try to make it into something and something fun. So. Yeehaw. But I feel,
Yeehaw.
Yeah. So. Who read something?
Mike read something.
Mike read 8 books this week?
You're
the
friend.
Man.
Back off, buddy. I read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5, wow.
I'm going to start off with the fun one.
Okay.
Usagi Yojimbo, Lone Goat, and number 2.
We know you didn't read that.
I didn't read that.
You didn't?
I didn't read that. I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? Why not?
Why would you think I read
You're not a fan of Usagi?
He's not a samurai rabbit type of guy.
Oh, okay. So basically, this what it is, it's a mini series, and they're doing reprints of a classic Usagi tale, and it's been colorized. So the thing that Stan Sakai has great knowledge of Japanese culture, he literally goes into 4 pages about making kites, ancient kites. And this is what is, it's a story of a kite builder. And you're like, where is this going and why is he talking? And it was fascinating to see the process of him building the kite. And then they're having a kite festival. And there was a small town and there were actually some gamblers there. And Usagi breaks up the gambling thing and says that they're ripping people off, blah, 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 blah. They leave town. They see Usagi and they start chasing him down. They're having the kite festival. And Usagi grabs onto the giant kite that the kite builder built. And he flies away and like, oh no. You flash back to the kite builder talking about building a great kite and how this, where this kite was. He finds the remnants of the old kite that Usagi had flown away on. And he saw the footprints and he said, he's still alive, obviously. It's just, it was the most fascinating look into making kite building that I never thought I'd enjoy, but it was actually a really cool story. So there.
Now, Mike, remember that at Book Club on Friday, I suggested we do that.
I know.
And Colin poo-pooed that idea.
A what? Usagi Yojimbo?
Yeah.
Not poo-pooed.
Well, if people don't like it, they're going to be like, ooh, you suck! I'm like, eh.
Yeah, well, like that anyway. You know Chris is going to hate it.
Well, she hates everything. It's all good.
Yeah, we can't do Wolverine every month.
Yeah. Robin number 11. So, basically, this is the tail end of the Lazarus tournament. You have Damien, Flatline, Ravager, and Connor Hawk. And they're all kind of celebrating the fact that they survived. And the end of 10, Ra's al Ghul is in battle with his mother. I can't remember her name. And then Talia al Ghul is there as well.
Mama al Ghul?
Yes. So they put her in shackles. And they're, you know, the four are like, let's go celebrate. Let's have a party. Okay. But the one thing that Talia brings up, she has this flask of something that came out of the Lazarus pit. So you're like, okay, that's kind of, it's like a test tube, an ancient test tube. So that comes into play later. So they go out on the town, they celebrate, and Damien ends up kissing Flatline. They become close. They killed each other. So yeah, Damien. And then
you always love the ones you kill.
It was cool because Ra's al Ghul's watching and he's like, here's a chip off the old block kind of thing, you know. And Talia was like a little taken back by it. But Damien says, where are you going? And he's like, well, I have something to do. And Flatline's like, well, I need to go back into training and all this other stuff. But they show the very last page, the panel in Robin, was Alfred's tombstone. And he says, I have a mission and I have to go do this. So I'm thinking he's taking that vial and he's going to try and resurrect Alfred, which would be super cool.
About damn time.
Seriously.
I know people here couldn't hear it, but Tim said about damn time.
Yeah. I'll talk Saga 56.
I read that.
So this is the second issue back after a 14-year hiatus. So they...
Four-year
hiatus. So they're aboard the pirate ship, the smuggler pirate ship, which actually is a crossbone and skulls. And
she mentioned some of her... Mentioned some of her best times of in her life were there.
We're on the ship, so it means they're going to be there for a while, maybe? Or, I don't know. I'm guessing. So, you get an introduction to their crew, introducing to their crew. Did the dude look like Sweet Tooth, but with bigger antlers to you?
Well, yeah. I mean, those were huge antlers.
He had big moose antlers. And they're basically saying, let's team up. Let's join together. We know what you're doing because they have almost like a canine unit aboard. So they smell that there's drugs on there. So it's like, don't lie. We know there's drugs on there. You know, so let's kind of like team up. And so the two captains go meet and he says to her, okay, I need to prove that we can make this deal. You need to remove your clothing. She's like, what are you talking about? I need to see if you have wings. Because that's something that's not acceptable on his end. And she gets offended and he goes and tries it and she just punches him. And then at the end, he says, all right, I'm going to bring your kids down here and I'm going to rape them in front of you. And it ends right there. And you're like, what?
It's good for the whole family.
It's very wholesome, very family friendly. But
the Manson family.
Yeah, but... I'm enjoying it. I feel like it's picking up where it left off with just wild space escapades, would you say?
Escapades, yes.
I guess that's one way to...
Yeah. The artwork's fantastic. So, and the last one I'll talk about, because I know Pat read this, and I think Tim read this. Out number 5, the last issue.
Bye, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
Yeah, I read it. I stand by my earlier statement. Yeah. I was a little bit disappointed with the ending. And the reason why is the monster gets out, and it was really only like 2 pages of carnage. But he got out on like the last issue. So you would think this whole issue would be carnage, carnage, carnage. And it wasn't.
No, he was like self-contained within like 50 feet from where he got out.
Yeah.
He did not go out and like ravage or destroy anybody.
He barely killed any Nazis. Yeah.
So Nakano, who's the translator, is up setting up, I guess, the demise of the monster. He's going to basically try and take him out. So the monster's down there eating a couple Nazis. Only a few, but not enough.
But I do like how the commandant was, he knew he got screwed. He was like yelling for him, you screwed us.
He's like, come help me, Nagana, come help me. And he's like, nope, we're not helping him. So they blast a light at the monster, and it kind of like blows him back, you know, doesn't want to. And then the priest shows up.
Yeah.
And he's got a big holy cross and stabs the creature in the back. But then the creature kind of impales the priest. He's gone. And then Nakana's, I guess, friend? Who's the one gentleman?
Was it the flight officer?
Yes, the flight officer. Yeah. He's the last one that's above. Everyone else is trying to escape through the tunnel. So he's up there, and he basically starts stabbing and trying to destroy the monster. And basically, would you say, effectively killed him there?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it's dead.
Yeah. And this was a weird left turn. So they're out in the thing saying, well, I'm going to stay here. And the guy's like, oh, I'm not going to escape. I'm going to stay here. And they all of a sudden kiss. Which was very, okay, where'd that come from? I don't know. And then the very last page was the flight officer in the sunlight.
Yeah, praying.
Praying, and there was like dust and particles flying up into the sunlight, which would be, is that the monster or is that somebody else that
died?
Yeah,
that's what I don't...
We don't know.
But I mean, I'm not going to say it's not the monster, but it seems too wrapped up for it to have been the monster.
Yeah. And especially being as powerful as it was.
Yeah. Well, we actually don't know how powerful, you know, because again, it never got a chance to see it. You know, Tim was talking about it should have been like ripping open tanks. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. That's what it should have been doing.
But one thing Pat said, this is like in issue 3 or 4, he did say to me, I don't know how they're going to wrap this up. And it actually, I think Pat's right, it needed another issue of just going crazy havoc and, you know, and such and destroying everything.
Yeah, it was just anticlimactic. It, and it was rushed.
Yeah. The AWA books, sometimes, being that there's such a shorter series, sometimes 4 issues or 5 issues, it's a little too compact and they need to make, maybe give it one more issue.
Yeah.
I feel. But overall, I enjoyed the series and, that's all I'm going to talk about this week.
That's all you say about that.
Okay. Human Target.
I read that.
Did you? Did you understand it?
Not until the end.
Okay.
I got a handle on it.
I had a real hard time because sometimes they were portraying him as John Jones.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, is he learning how to defend himself against mind probes? Is it actually John? Like, it was hard to tell what was going on.
I think it was just meant to mean that Christopher was able to read John's mind. He was able to get into his mind.
You know, we got a glimpse into, and you know, this is the first Christopher Chance book I've ever read. So maybe they've gone over this before, but like what happened to his dad and why he chose to become the protector. That I don't. Which was pretty interesting. Is, you know, his dad was a drunk and got in with the mob and owed them some money and basically got killed. But, you know, Christopher tried to protect his dad and couldn't, and that's why he chose
to be the human target.
But it kind of felt like that was the secret he was trying to keep, why he was doing it. and they were trying to probe that out of him, but it almost felt like they were training him.
Yeah, or was that the secret he let them have so that he could then take their...
So he can get close to him. Yeah, that could be too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically in the end, after a lot of around and around, he discovered that Martian Manhunter, because he was sleeping with Fire, and Fire's best friend had been killed by Luther, that he gave...
He got the poison from Booster Gold to give to Fire,
right,
to poison Luthor, and
right,
and,
or that he gave to she gave to Ice to poison. Yeah, yeah, so we don't know yet, but yeah, but yeah, it was just it was a little.
The cool thing, all the action is internal,
mm-hmm,
and it all takes place when as he's passing the salt,
right,
dinner,
yes,
and he's passing the salt, and that's when the whole issue takes place in that moment when he passes the salt. The Martian Manhunter.
Well, and that was even something that was brought up, you know, that he can completely attack you in the time it takes just to pass someone
right,
the salt.
Right,
and it was like,
right,
okay, that's pretty
right,
good.
Yeah, it was really good.
And the last one I read was Detective Comics. Anybody else read that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It's a Spencer thing, but he, you know, he's no longer welcome here, so...
Man,
he did it to himself.
Did it to himself. What'd he do?
No, you don't want to know.
Can you tell me what I said?
You know what? Yeah.
I say a lot of things. That doesn't matter. anyway, so basically, this issue is the grand opening of this tower. That they're putting on the dog and pony show for the mayor. If it goes through, they get the money. He can pay off the Penguin and then disappear with millions of the city's money. But Psycho Pirate is not really having the ability to control everything. He's fighting Nightwing and clearly is about to lose it, and then the patients will lose it and get into this riot that we saw in the first issue. It was okay. The better part is the backup. This House of Gotham book that's been running through the back has been outstanding. So what we find out in this is a couple of facts. So it apparently takes place right at the time of Nightfall. Because we find Bruce is in the wheelchair, and he tells Tim Drake to go help the main character. And the whole time, because in an earlier issue he had mentioned, first Robin was older than him, and now Robin's younger than him. So he thought, he knew it was a different Robin. And what I assumed it was it was Dick, and then it transitioned to Jason. But it's not. It's Tim Drake. But then Jean-Paul shows up and kills the kid. Not intentional. First, he fires a batarang into his leg. Kid takes it out, stabs Jean-Paul with it. Well, then he shoots a second one in the back, and the kid falls off a bridge and hits the concrete below. And it's... I don't know if this was like meant to be kind of just another reason to get Bruce to get out of the wheelchair or what. But it was really interesting because I did not expect it to take place when it did, or for the characters to be who they made them out to be. So it was interesting.
How far are we into this weekly event?
8 issues.
Of 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it was first announced, I was not happy about it. I'm like, I don't know if I can do 12 weeks of this in a row. It's actually been really good, though.
Yeah, it sounds like you're enjoying it.
And what's... Even 6 months ago, they would have ran it Batman Detective. It's not. It's just run through Detective, and Batman's doing his own thing. So that's... kind of nice that you're actually able to read two different stories at the same time. And they didn't drag this out to a year's worth of issues. So. And that's it.
pardon me. Dark Ages, number 5.
I'm behind on that one.
Come on, Colin. You grew up in the Dark Ages. You should know.
Mike's older than me.
By what? 4 months?
At your age doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, really.
How's your jitterbug, by the way?
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, the heroes are sailing to Europe on a helicarrier to take care of Apocalypse, save Tony and Reed and everybody else who's being mind controlled over there. And Nick Fury died along the way, so they reach Portugal, and they bury Nick Fury. And who's there to greet them to Europe? Deadpool. Tom Taylor, he wrote a good Deadpool. There's some funny stuff there. He's making fun of Peter Parker, built new web shooters that go thwap instead of thwip.
Okay.
And Deadpool was making fun of him for that. But so they get on, so Deadpool puts everybody on the Deadmobile, which is like a double-decker bus. And they begin their journey into Spain and France. This apocalyptic hellscape over there. Then they show Apocalypse has gone into the center of the Earth with Tony and some of the other characters. Because he wants Tony to build something that'll make him be able to control the Unmaker, who's lying dormant in the center of the Earth, control like the neutron star inside the Unmaker, so he can control him for a few minutes so he could do something bad. And then we get to the end, they're camping for the night, and their predator starts hunting them, and it's the combination of Carnage and Venom around one host. And they have to fight that, and Storm lets down a Thunderbolt to stop it. And it turns out to be Miles Morales. And he tells everybody in the last panel, he knows how Apocalypse is going to end the world. So it's been a lot of fun, this book. Department of Truth, number 16. This was really weird. This is the drug issue.
You have to take drugs to understand it?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do. It's in the late 60s, and it shows Lee Harvey Oswald in Hyde-Ashbury. And he's on LSD, and he sees this vision of this woman, and you're not really sure if she's like a real person or if he's just having this hallucination. Every page is like a hallucination drawn different ways. And she's talking to him, trying to get him to have less faith in the Department of Truth. And as they're talking, they hear that Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated. And it's just wasn't one of the stronger issues of this. It was just a little bit too weird for me. Next issue, they're doing the moon landing. So that might be a good one. Well, let's get to Joy Operations.
What number?
Number 4.
Is there a lot of joy?
I read that. Kinda.
She gets a little stoned.
Yeah.
But, ugh.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of F-bombed?
Yeah, there's a lot of F-bombs.
I mean, there were a lot, I wouldn't even
talk about the F-bombs.
Still a book
by
about,
Dave's count, though, that's 2.
It's still a book about somebody talking to someone in their head.
Well, she learns more about the person in her head because she goes
right
to the peach tree it's called the Peachtree District, to find, and these are the people who put this, her name's Hampton, who's like in her mind or
right,
her body.
Right. So we learn a bunch. One of the biggest thing that we learned is that there's no going back for Hampton. This was a one-shot deal, and basically she's dead.
Yeah, she's just going to fade away.
He's just going to fade away at some point. Yeah, and then there was just a lot of talking with the leaders, and with Hampton telling Joy, you know, don't trust him if he says this, and then, of course, he says that, the leader.
Yeah,
and then they have, like, I don't know, like almost something in the air conditioning to make him chill, and she's like stoned off of it, feeling real relaxed.
Then the Catherine lady.
There's a lot of talking. Okay, it's 8:30. No, we're not open.
The Catherine, she like hires this.
Somebody ready to sell you something crazy.
Could be.
The Avengers number 4.
Could be.
For $5.
Yeah. But
she hires this guy Hadamoto.
Yeah, he's some like, new envoy, new person new to be envoy. An envoy. He has a big sword, and takes out one of those things that gave Joy a lot of trouble real easily. And then the idea is for Joy to go back, and she just kind of shows up again, and it's like, this isn't going to go well. What? How could this possibly go well?
I've read some other reviews online, and everyone else has the same. I said this before, but like when Bendis writes stuff, it's just everyone talks the same way, the same cadence, especially in this book, and you like can't distinguish the characters from their voices.
I think he's been doing that for a while now.
He's been doing, oh yeah,
and that's his go-to thing, and it's just diarrhea of words.
But it's like, what is the point of the story? I mean, why are we, should I be invested in this? I don't.
How many more issues?
I hope just
one or two.
I hope just
one
more.
It seems like dope. Just one more. No more. No more.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
One more. I read the Supermassive.
Okay.
Which is the Radiant Black universe.
Right.
Is this the spinoff?
Okay. Yeah, this was actually really good. It's like it's a big book, like a prestige format, and it's kind of like a 6-issue miniseries in one, with a lot of action. Introduces some new characters, like this Rogue Son. I forgot to pre-order that, but I picked one up. There's still some on the shelf there. Rogue Son, his first appearance is in the Supermassive.
Dave, you had to fight somebody for the last copy.
I mean, I had to fight somebody for the last copy. Luckily, I'm a little bit bigger than everybody.
Well, you're the peacemaker of the group. We understand that.
But it's... there's a new female character, like Radiant Black or Radiant Red, who comes from another dimension, following a monster who's gotten into our world. And the monster eats this tech villain, one of Radiant Black's villains, who collects Radiant Black's energy. So now this monster has collected Radiant Black, Rogue Son, and this other hero's energy, and they don't have their powers anymore, so they have to rent a car to follow it from Wisconsin to North Dakota. And, you know, they finally do get their powers back, and there's a big fold-out in the middle of the book. Really nice art. So it's pretty cool how he's building a new.
And we got one. What, Radiant Red came out today? Yeah.
Rogue Sun.
Oh, Rogue Sun. Yeah. Rogue Sun, Radiant Red is coming.
I think that's next week.
Yeah,
maybe.
Something.
But yeah, it was a really fun book. You know, unexpected for sure.
Did you read Black Hammer?
Oh, I forgot to read that one.
Yeah, Radiant
Red's
next week.
When you read it, maybe you can help me.
Okay. I'll make sure to read it for next time.
It even goes into the beginning, like, little recap. Recap's not helping. There's just too much.
Mission issued it.
There's just too much movement and time travel and alternate worlds and just.
Is it the Council of Weird still?
No. It crosses over and it focuses on two worlds, but the characters are crossing over each other and they're all confused. And I went, I'm really confused.
Okay. I'll be sure to read it.
I enjoyed what I read.
Yeah.
I just don't know exactly what I read. So, there you go.
I was just thinking that was just like a miniseries.
I think it's ongoing for a while. Well,
focusing, you know, on the new Black Hammer, but...
Yeah.
But, okay. That's all we got.
That's it. Oh, I get to wrap up. I was sitting here trying to remember what happened in Aquaman.
No. We need a target. Real...
And I'm... So, they just
what
got...
What number?
That is number 5 out
number
of 7.
Number 5?
Yeah.
Ooh. Is it getting better?
No. So they
damn!
They get back to Earth after flying from the moon and crashing in the ocean, and they're saved by the general because everybody there is now a dinosaur person. And okay, it's coming back to me. He takes them to his secret lair in the Arctic, and explains something happened. Basically, they were going back in time to put these things at certain points. I forget. He gave him a name. And it was like, oh, okay. But at certain points so that they could get back there and, like, sending people back in time to prevent other things from happening so that they could be the powerful people in the present. But things went wrong. Like, they always put these things in safe places, but then when the people went back, like, one went right down into the mouth of a dinosaur and another one landed in, you know, a lake and stuff, and everything started to go wrong. And now they have to test these two because somehow they mind-swapped properly, and they have to figure out what went right for them so that they can put the world right. And the only place that they have to get to, this place that's impenetrable, because he made it that way. It's his safe house, and they have to get there. And what could possibly go wrong? And just, oh, it's not good.
For those who can't see Colin's face right now, he looks like he's in pain.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm doing this for you, but
we enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't.
We enjoy your pain.
Thank you. Next up, Step by Bloody Step. This had a lot of hoopla coming out of it from Image, Cy Spurrier. Interesting. Not 100% sure what's going on because there's no words. Because it's a giant robot and a little girl. And they're walking and, like, the robot's protecting her. And they get attacked by these wolves, and the robot kills the wolves and then sews her like an outfit, because before that she didn't have any clothes or minimal clothes. So they do that, and they go along, and they're continuously fighting things. And then they come across this village, and while the robot is fighting this big creature, like, the girl's there, and the robot defeats the creature as the villagers watch kind of horrified. And then the lady offers the kid some soup, and the robot bats it away. And in the course of the battle, the robot's helmet is smashed, and it comes off, and it's like there's a person in there, but it's all beat up. And then they walk away, and then, like, these people that are looking for it show up, and the villagers say it went that way. It was, not that the art was really pretty, but it sometimes was not great at storytelling, and I wasn't sure what was going on. It was weird. Not an easy read. So, you know, you're trying to figure out what's going on. So I still don't know what's going on. Speaking of not knowing what's going on, X Deaths of Wolverine.
Issue
3. So technically 6, because this Deaths is the second part. This one started to make a little more sense, so now we're 6 issues into a 10-issue series. Wolverine in this, that's like the Phalanx Wolverine, comes from the future. And he's the only one that survived. And because all of a sudden, Professor X and Jean Grey sent... Wolverine's main job is protecting Professor X through time as Omega Red is trying to kill him. So they send X-23 and... what's the other one? I forget the other girl. The other... the new one that Tom Taylor made. The other Wolverine little one. I forget. I think they call her Scout, but she had a different name.
Honey Badger.
That's it. So they get sent to try to stop this phalanx Wolverine that's killing all these things. And it turns out that he's just a very, very old Wolverine who has the phalanx virus. And he's saying how he... oh, and Dokken was there too. And he has to choose between... like, there was a little text thing where he has to choose between... or maybe this was the last... I don't know. It's just... it made a little bit more sense that he's from the future coming back, because he's the one that's hunting Moira, and apparently Moira does something that affects the future. It's still really confusing. This is... I'm sure he pitched a really neat idea, and it makes sense when you know the ending and how it's getting there, but the ride has been very confusing. And to make things even more fun, Marvel missed this week's shipping, so now we're getting both number fours next week. So make sure you read them in the right order. Speaking of which, I just read Chip Zdarsky's newsletter, and Daredevil Woman Without Fear shipped this week, but Devil's Reign ships next week, and he said, make sure you read Devil's Reign first, because otherwise
there's a reveal
in this issue, and it'll spoil the
Begins
Devil's
with a P.
Reign 5.
Begins
yeah.
with a P.
So, you know, yeah.
Oops.
So, My Date with Monsters, number four. This got good, or it's been good. But at the end of the last one, the facility where they're training all the people to date the main lady scientist, the head of that barges into her apartment. She sees the big demon that's protecting her and starts shooting at it. And then they finally stop that and... they take a shortcut back to the military base through nightmares, and the head guy's all losing his mind. And they get there, and all the soldiers are being killed by all these nightmares that came through. And then they end up confronting the main one that's been hunting her, and they really don't have a chance of stopping. Or they're about to do something, and then he vanishes. But then she finally meets the one guy who she's supposed to meet. And hopefully he'll be the one that she falls in love with that stops all the nightmares. But it's been really good and definitely something I've never read before, which is cool. DC versus Vampires. This one took a little bit of a step back. Still good, but the last one ended with Batman and Green Arrow in the Batcave being attacked by the rest of the Justice League. And... turns out that just Wonder Woman and Green Lantern are the only ones that are vampires. The rest aren't. They don't know that they're vampires. And then they start fighting, and Wonder Woman kind of shows herself as a vampire. And it was interesting because the rest are like, wait a minute, vampires? What? And as they're all fighting. But Wonder Woman gets Hawk Girl and bites her during the battle. And then to stop Superman... Batman blew kryptonite in his face, and now he's weakened, and it's like Wonder Woman and Hal are coming up behind him at the end going, wah-ah-ah. But basically the whole thing was just a big fight in the cave with them kind of feeling each other out, so it didn't advance the plot a whole lot, other than it looks like Superman might now become a vampire.
How can I bite him?
Well, because Batman blew kryptonite in his face to be able to get away from him.
Gotcha.
So he's weakened. Radio Apocalypse 2, this was super duper late. And I honestly don't remember what happened in number one because of that. And it was fine, but it's post-apocalyptic and people are trying to get from point A to point B. And there's monsters that come out at night. And yeah, it was fine, but it wasn't great. It might be better in one read, but the huge delays is not helping this one. And then I read a really bizarre little book called In His Own Image. It starts off really weird, where this guy is going to like his high school reunion, and he was kind of a loser,
and he starts taking out all of his classmates. Like, one guy used to dunk his head in the toilet. He's in the bathroom peeing next to, and then he just steps back and shoots off his willy. A teacher that was mean to him, he threw acid in his face, and then he has a bomb strapped to him and has the homecoming queen get on her knees and tells everybody to drop their drawers. Well, then it turns out this guy's just basically in AI, and you can live out any fantasy you want as long as you give them money. And the main character's like, no, that's not what I want at all. He's like, I just want something to dominate. I just want to, you know, control this thing. He's like, oh, well, we have, you know, the best, you know, sex dolls, for want of a better word, you know, robots that you can do that with. So he's like, okay, he gets one. And he takes it back, and he's upset because you can tell he's been totally abusing it, and it had tied up with its arms up, you know, chained up. And he's disappointed because it doesn't bleed. And then he burns it with a cattle prod in the face, and it's like, all I smell is plastic. This is, you know, you're useless to me. And then he shoots it, like, with a shotgun and blows it in half and tells his butler to clean it up. So the butler just throws it down into a dumpster, and this monkey comes along and takes the top half with him and goes back to this lab. And there's this, like, big robot that's just, it's like, the end of a head of a snake type of thing, but it's, like, a robot snake. And he fixes it up, and basically she then goes back, after being fitted with a new, you know, legs, and goes back, and all of a sudden the alarm's going off at the guy's house, and he goes downstairs and finds his butler with his head blown off, and then turns the corner, and there she is, and, you know, says, you know, I like... I came back to see you, so she's going to do something. So it's just interesting, like robot revenge. But it started off so weird, where it's like this guy going to his high school reunion, and it was just like, what is going on? It's a small book, Source Point Press. Art's a little okay, you know, not Marvel or DC quality art, but not bad. But interesting book. I will read number two, because I'm intrigued. So that's what I read. So that was 10, though. I read 10. I did my best. But I had fun. I was up in the library reading, and I put on the Peacemaker official playlist. And I was, like, I tweeted, I said, I'm in the zone. Good times. So, look, I'll get more read for next week and hopefully get more of this stuff done. The big thing I had was we did the TV show Monday, so... Took me all day Sunday to write the script for that. It's amazing how long it takes to do that.
So you're not a script writer, is what you're saying?
No, it's literally just writing out the solicits for the books I'm talking about, the number ones and the event books and things like that. But, like, one time I tried cutting and pasting and just into a document, but the problem with that is then the first time I was seeing it was as I was reading it for the show, where at least if I've written it, it's in my head. The problem is when you're taking all that time to do it, the writing gets a little sloppy, and all of a sudden I'm looking and I don't know what that word is. So
I'm still disappointed you didn't make yourself a Peacemaker helmet and do the dance on the show.
That's not going to happen. I'm very sorry about that, Pat.
I don't ask for much.
Yeah. So you want me to put on a tinfoil hat and dance around?
I told you before, you could borrow a tinfoil hat from a lot of your customers.
So, but that's what we got. So hopefully I'll get on this. See if you can guess. It'll be interesting to see if we get any guesses. But see if you can guess what the book was that I was describing. I believe it was from 1992, to give you a little help. So
what's coming out next week, Colin?
There are books coming out next week.
I figured as much.
We'll start with Diamond, because that's on the top. We have Betty Page Alien Agenda number one, where Betty Page has to go to Area 51 to investigate something. We have Sumerian Hour of the Dragon. This book's been doing really well, these Sumerian books, and this is a big Conan story. Oh, it is a dynamite week, though. We got Betty Page.
How many covers?
A through W. We have Draculina, A through T. Elvira meets Vincent Price only up to...
I don't know how they don't get through Double D.
Only up to K.
Seems like a missed opportunity for Dynamite.
Evil Ernie up to L. We have Hit Me, number one. This is a new one from AWA.
Looks good.
It looks interesting. King of Spies, number four, the last issue. I'm looking forward to that. That's been really good. Little Monsters is a new one from Image. This is Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen.
Oh, yeah.
Primos, number two. That's from AWA. Radiant Red, continuing the Radiant Black story. Red Room Trigger Warnings. This is the second volume of that. Red Sonja, Black, White, and Red, A through L. Well, not all of them, but most of them. That's Seven Secrets is next week. That's got to be getting close to ending, isn't it? I think it is.
It feels like it is, okay. But maybe it isn't.
And then an interesting one. There was a book out previously called We Live, where it was a couple people trying to escape.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So we're getting the second series of this, Age of Palladians. Interesting thing is, they had so much story to tell in issue one, that you're getting two different issue ones. You're getting We Live, Age of Palladians 1 black, and We Live, Age of Palladians 1 white. So...
That makes me want to drop
both. It's interesting.
It feels like a cash grab.
I don't know.
Like, why not just...
And it's weird. There's a trading card pack that I bought that comes with for one of them. But I'm only getting the black, not the white. So now I got to look into that to see if I just forgot to order the white, which I don't think I did, or I got confused that it... I don't know. Okay. Sorry. There we go. From DC, we have Batgirls number 4.
Yay.
Detective Comics 1056. Hang on. Lots of reorders, too. Joker 13. Justice League versus Legion of Superheroes 2. That might make a little more sense now after Justice League Annual. Naomi Season 2 number 1, because that's a TV show. And Trial of the Amazons begins. Don't get too excited.
Isn't that the crossover thing?
Yeah.
We also have Amazing Spider-Man 92, Captain Carter number 1, spinning out of the What If. Devil's Reign number 5, Devil's Reign Moon Knight number 1, Devil's Reign Superior 4 number 3. I'm looking forward to giving this another look because of the artist, but Moon Knight by Lemire and Smallwood, the complete collection, next week. And that's really like Greg Smallwood's first thing, which is cool. Punisher number 1. Spider-Gwen Gwenverse number 1. We have Star Wars Crimson Rain number 3, and I just keep thinking Chocolate Rain every time I read that. That goes through my head.
That would be...
Sorry. We have Star Wars Han Solo and Chewbacca number 1. Strange number 1 promo poster. I just highlighted that because it came out this week, so that's a little late. And then Women of Marvel number 1, that they're coming out on National Women's Day.
What is Women of Marvel?
It's female creators writing an anthology of story of female characters.
Okay.
And then we have X Deaths of Wolverine 4 and X Lives of Wolverine 4, because one Wolverine issue a week isn't enough.
No.
When you miss a week. So, that's what we got coming out. Next week, we're doing Not All Robots for Book Club, which will be the 25th. I have more coming. Sorry, we ran out. And we're doing AWA Month, just to give them a little spotlight because their stuff is good. And you guys really seem to like it. So, and then I'm going to try to have fun online. So.
you need to expand upon that.
Well, I mean, with okay. Reviewing the books and stuff. Relax. So I think that's all we got. Website's PittsburghComics.com. Facebook's Pittsburgh Comics, where apparently I just post images and not actual links. Twitter is PGH Comics, as is Instagram and Tumblr. I posted my Tumblr for the first time since a Chuck Palahniuk tweet post with the arms. So that's all we got. Pat, send us home.
That's podcast.
We'll talk at you next week. See ya.